Here we are for discussion. You may remain with your eyes closed as if you are entering meditation again. As you listen to the information, we will not be meditating specifically yet. Remembering that you are still being held in the magic of Beltane, in that liminal space, we have not counted you out. Even if it has taken you several days to get here, you may find that your reality is a little bit stranger than it is when you are not working on such a workshop. Now, we want to clear some things up, explain a few things, and also explain a portu that we will be using next for your final ritual in blending with and conjuring your ancient adolescent, or your celestial adolescent is another way of putting that. Now, why are we gathering all the elements in this way? Why can't we just gather fire and water, earth and air without going through these sorts of meditations? Because you have scattered certain keys to creation, healing and power within your magical self in different areas at times that you had more knowledge about magic, times where you lived magically, such as with the elven teacher or the undine. You have scattered keys within the elements. There are many times that we may use the elements in order for you to discover something within yourself. And that is what we are doing. It wouldn't have been enough to say, here are all of the elements. There are times it is enough to just gather the elements, because it is more about the elements than it is a doorway or a portal to something more. This time, each element was a portal to something more. To gather that particular element, as well as unlock a very deep magical part of yourself in multiple layers of the universe. So you are working with your adolescent from your current lifetime. They are coming along with you. You are working with your adolescent from a druid lifetime that contains knowledge. You are also working with the fey realm or the fairy, asking them to be a part of your creative endeavor. You are also working with God, goddess, or the divine infinite intelligence. You are working with us, Reina. You are working with your higher self, and you are working with your celestial adolescent, something that many of you have never worked with before, that which encompasses every adolescent you have ever been and any adolescent you will ever be in your future. And yes, we did state that this particular Beltane ritual would be more on the light shadow side of things. And it is. You are working more directly with your light, your power and your magic than you are the deep crevices of pain and suffering. However, even in working with the light shadow side of things, there is always healing that is necessary. There is always emotion. There is always something that will heal because you worked with your light, because you worked with your power, and because you worked with your magic. So you see, some workings are more focused on the darker areas of life, where some are more focused on the light and power areas of life. So this one has been more focused in the light and power areas. However, we take nothing from the healing that may have already occurred. When you went to drink your liquid in the cave with the Undine, that might have triggered a deep emotional part of you. So yes, that was appropriate. Some of you might have only felt a sort of watery nature, or your water element awakening in you as a alchemist, as a magician, or a witch, whichever one or name that you prefer. All are one in the same. We prefer the word alchemist. Now, we will be working with a particular symbol called the septogram. It is also sometimes called the heptagram. It is a seven-pointed star, and it is sometimes known as the fairy star. We are going to be using it as a portal. Our use of it is a portal that will be able to hold the resonance of several celestial places at once. So we will be accessing the celestial realm, which holds your higher self, the divine infinite intelligence, or God Goddess, the angelic kingdom. But it will also hold the resonance of the fae or the fairy that we are asking to help us with our magic. They are very integral to this type of magic because they are more present during Beltane than they are during Samhain. And yes, they are present at Samhain as well, but the focus there is more about the ancestors. The focus here during Beltane is much more about the union of the god and goddess within you, creating wholeness with your creativity and yourself, resulting in a whole adolescent that is celestial, that spans across all time and space. And that is what you are doing on the earth. You are gathering the parts of yourself through your healing in order to create very whole parts of self. Yes, ultimately they all are encompassed within the higher self. However, being an alchemist means that you are able to work with the different parts of the higher self at any given time to conduct a healing or to conduct a specific outcome or creation for your present time or your future. That is why you are here. Not because you just want to sort of work with all of it. Sometimes it is necessary to work with just your current lifetime adolescent. Sometimes it is necessary to work with your current time child. Sometimes it is necessary to work with your future selves. Understanding this and doing the work that is required to become an alchemist or a magician that can truly call on any part of the higher self at any time to conduct magic, wield power over oneself, always over oneself, and to ultimately create healing for the entire planet. That is why you are here, to be the alchemist that you have been working with for many of your magical lifetimes. You are attracted to these types of workshops, even to us, because of your alchemy nature, because you remember having been a magician, a witch, or an alchemist. You know it is a continuation of where you have been, and you want to study more. This type of study cannot all be done in books. There is some wonderful material in books, yes. Yet it is much a self-discovery process of sorts in many different areas. So here you are, working with the area of your celestial adolescent, the one that holds all adolescents. And we did state before, the adolescent carries a very unique creativity. They are capable of conducting magic and outcome in a way that the child is not. The child is not come of age. They are in the magic, yes, they are part of it. They can see the fae. They can play in a way that an adolescent or an adult no longer plays. But it is the adolescent that gains the ability to work magic. In ancient times, you began your apprenticeship a few years before you became an adolescent. In adolescence, you went through trials, you went through tests, you worked directly with a teacher to hone your ability to discover the type of alchemist you were going to be, and you learned things. The veil was lifted from your eyes because you were no longer a child. The adolescent is ready for more, ready to access a creativity that manifests its creation and power onto the earth. Many adults have never reached this place with their adolescence. An adolescent is also transitioning from child to adult. They are at a liminal time in their life. The power, the confidence, the self-esteem that is acquired during that time is taken into adulthood. And you as an adult are seeking. You are seeking to pull on the power of the celestial adolescent in a very small focused area, meaning your current lifetime, so that you may become what you are meant to be, so that you may serve the divine infinite intelligence, so that you may reach your greatest power and potential in this lifetime. You are also setting yourself up to be able to access the celestial adolescent in your future lifetimes, to work with them more directly, and to work with them in their whole state. This does not mean that you do not need any healing with your current adolescent. If you have not done any work with your current adolescent, we would suggest that you work with them within the foundation program. That is where you would find the more basic and foundational level of working with your adolescent. This is something more than that. This is something so much greater than just the current one. And we think you are beginning to understand that. So working with the septogram, it is a seven-pointed star. If you wish to look it up somehow, you can, so that you can have a visual of what that is. We just wanted to prepare you for it so that you understand why we are using such a portal. And yes, it is a symbol that is often used with magic or ceremonial magic. and we are using it for that particular purpose. So it will be used in its larger form to enter a portal. It will also be separated into smaller septograms throughout the ritual as you are working it and working the magic and becoming with your adolescent in that way. All right, we will end our discussion for now. When you are ready, returning for the final ritual with your celestial adolescent and Beltane.